Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Okay, at this point in time, kasama natin isang design student and costume artist and graphic designer, Filipina Shan Aguila. Hi, Shan! Magandang araw sa'yo!
Hi, Colden! Thanks for having me on the show.
You are welcome. We're very honored to have you here. First of all, I'd like to say I love your work. I saw your designs on your Instagram page. Beautiful. Before we talk about that or your business, Shan, let's talk about you first. So tell us something about yourself so we can get to know you more better.
Yeah, no worries. So, hey guys, my name is Shania Aguila. I was initially born in the Philippines in October 1998. Moved to Melbourne, Australia when I was 9 years old, basically in 2009, and now I'm 22 years old. So I'm currently studying in University of Melbourne, Bachelor of Design, majoring in architecture, and I hope to work in that specialized field in the near future. But recently, the past year during the pandemic, I also started like my own custom business, which is called Art by Shania, which grew really unexpectedly and exponentially. And I'm really grateful for the opportunities I've had this year.
And you briefly mentioned earlier that you got into the shoe business as a side hustle this pandemic.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So from a very young age, I've always been trying to find ways to, I guess, like unravel and like practice my creative intuitions, my artistic skills, just because it's so easy to be in an art block for long periods of time. And I've experienced it. And I guess I hit depression for a long time just because I just didn't feel that accomplished. I just wasn't really touching that part of my soul, if you know what I mean. The way the business actually started was through a friend, because she always knew that I really liked art throughout my high school years. And she reached out to me, which I'm so grateful for. Like, shout out to Stella. She asked me for a custom shoes done. And I did a little bit of research on what kind of paints I should use, how I should be sealing it, how I should prep it and everything, and how I could, you know, turn it to something that, you know, I could earn money out of. And ultimately, I got a lot of really amazing feedback from it. And up until this day, like, I'm really blown away by the amount of people who supported me throughout it, because I initially did not think that it would go anywhere more than just like one shoe from my friend. I got messages on messages about, hey, like, I really like the art that you did in your story. Are you actually taking more commissions? And it started becoming like 2 messages one day, then 5 messages, then 20 messages. And I started realizing like how much value I had in my work this year. And I'm really glad. I guess like you can say that the pandemic was kind of a blessing in disguise, because when we didn't have the pandemic, I felt like I was always busy with my uni work. I couldn't have a lot of time for myself, or I couldn't just do my own thing, essentially. Mm-hmm. I was always on the clock. I always needed to leave home early to take the train to uni and then go home late just because I'm doing my assessments in uni. But now I understand that, like, I don't have to depend my whole entire career onto my uni work, and also commit some of my time into something that I actually enjoy.
Wow. So thanks to Stella. Stella is the girl.
Yeah, I know, right? really, really amazing friend I have. Yeah, she just believed in me and trusted me. And, like, I think she waited, like, 1 to 2 months just for me to figure out, because I just didn't want a really bad work done on her shoes. Yeah. And I've seen other artists that do Sharpies on their shoes, and I was so close to doing that, but I wanted her to have the best shoes.
Do you remember the design that you made for Stella's shoes? The first ever design?
It was the anime-themed shoes. Basically, if you know Naruto, it was just one of the 2 characters from there. And yeah, a lot of my friends are really into anime, and I guess that's why I got a really good feedback from that design. Mm-hmm. I can send you the image of the shoes as well, because it's pretty, I think it's one of my favorite designs, actually. to this day.
And of course, it's your first, should be your favorite. That's where it all started.
It was a manga. I'm not sure if you know manga. Manga is basically
anime?
Like a Japanese comics. But yeah, basically on books. Mm-hmm. Anime is more like you get the animated series, like on on the TV. So I incorporated that manga aesthetic onto the shoes, which really gave it a really nice design that you don't really see a lot often.
Touching more on your artist side, Shania. So tell me the story. How did you actually get into art? Was this something you liked since you were a young girl?
Yeah, actually. So I vaguely remember my mom always giving me like coloring books and just like coloring crayons. If you remember Crayola back in the Philippines, I absolutely loved them so much. I abused it until I was really satisfied. And I think from there, I just always had a love for colors and drawing from a very young age. And going towards my teenager years, I would spend a lot of my free time just drawing, A3 size drawing. And I didn't even see anything more than just a drawing. I just genuinely enjoyed it for what it is. And I actually, before Arpesh and I initially had another Instagram account which almost blew up. It had nearly more than 700 followers, and it was starting out as well. But obviously, because of high school and then going to BCE, I couldn't commit more time to it, and because obviously I didn't see that much of a value than just drawing in that sense. But now that I'm looking back, I'm very grateful for the experience that I had from a very young age. Because right now, you're always on the clock. It's really hard to block out time for that. And now that I'm, understanding the value in my art, I guess I enjoy doing it more, essentially. And I love doing it for other people as well.
Going back to your teenage years, are you one of those kids who likes to doodle instead of listening to the teacher?
Actually, I really love doodling. But I was still kind of listening. I love school a lot. I really love school a lot. And I think my teachers did appreciate that I was very artistic from what I remembered.
About hand painting on shoes, what kind of custom-made shoes do you actually create? I know it's not easy, but how do you actually do it? Because when I saw your work, I thought it was really flawless. I thought it wasn't hand painted at all. I felt like it was, printed with the shoes. It was so good.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even think of it that way, actually. So basically, I just have paint. It's if you know acrylic paint, it's basically that, but for leather paint. And I use just ordinary paint brushes from the $2 shop, to be honest.
Wow.
And and then I just do my thing, and then I put a sealant over it, which is called a gloss finish. As long as it's been worn indoors, it's never going to break. And I've tested it many times. I tried scratching it off. I tried putting water on it and everything. It's not damaged.
Where do you get your painting inspirations?
Funny enough, I just look through, Instagram. If you check out the hashtags, custom shoes, and how other artists do their style and how I can make it differently. I also check out some Pinterest for unique photos of for instance, a flower or a Hokusai wave or a portrait of a basketball player. I just try to find those images there. Then I make a lot of iterations of these designs onto software such as Photoshop and Procreate, just so that I get to see what the shoes look like before I commence painting. And it's a good way for the client to see what they're actually paying for. So far, most of my ideas are, I guess, me adapting some photos and incorporating it into the shoes canvas. 95% of my clients just tell me what they want on the shoes, but they depend all the creative ideas on me. I didn't have really picky customers on how the thing should be positioned or like what color it should be. They just trusted that, like, as long as I had that theme in mind and I incorporated into it, they would be happy with it. So that's another thing that I'm very grateful about, where me and my clients are very easy. We're very like easy to work with. We're very understanding of one another. And I guess they're also patient with me in terms of like how much time they take. But yeah.
Last year was a hard year, difficult year for everyone because of the pandemic. Did you think hand painting or, you know, being so involved in your business helped you like mentally? You also mentioned earlier that you had some sort of depression in the past.
Yeah. So when I said I kind of had depression in the past, it's like, it's not super severe, but it's just, I just felt really bad about myself. I wasn't very proud with the work that I was doing. Mm-hmm. I was always self-deprecating in that sense. And, you know, I was often channeling that into my studies. But going back to your question about how this helped me, like, cope with the pandemic, to a large extent, it really did help me a lot because it got me into a really good routine rather than just, like, focusing on my uni work since we had to study from home. It really taught me how to manage my time effectively. Mm-hmm. And not only that, not only just managing my business, but it helped me connect to, like, new people over online when you don't always have that opportunity during the pandemic as well. So I'm very grateful for that experience.
And do you think being Filipino helped you as well in your business? Anything that you learned from your parents or from your family that you actually applied into the business?
Yeah, so I guess from a very young age, I understood how big of a deal failing was. And since then, I guess you can say I had a big fear for that. So my parents has ingrained, the dedicated work ethic onto me, and ensuring that I was being productive with my time rather than procrastinating and just playing games all day or like hanging out with friends all the time. They were always pushing me to strive for like something greater, even greater beyond my grade, which is something I'm grateful for my parents for. And I guess another thing as well, I guess I got my very, I guess you can say like outgoing, cheerful personality from my mom as well. Mm. Like, you know, Filipinos are commonly known for being hospitable. Mm-hmm. When I speak to clients, I'm always prioritizing my clients before anyone else. I don't know if, Being Filipino has got to do with that, but I'm sure that many other Filipinos would understand like what it means to please everyone around you and, you know, making everyone else proud of your work.
Yeah, that's very Filipino, and we're like very welcoming to everyone. I think that's something we're proud of, you know, as Filipinos. And where do you see yourself maybe in a few years, and where do you see your business in a few years as well?
So in a few years,
maybe your hopes or your goals?
Yeah, so I actually intend to start maybe a clothing line for Art Bashanaya soon, like making my own custom drawings onto like shirts, pants, jackets and everything. Because graphic t-shirts are in trend at the moment.
Mm.
So that's something I actually do want to touch on. I also do want to make stickers, some posters that people can buy off me. But other than that, other than just like Art Bashanaya, I hope to work in the field that's related to architecture as well, because I'm generally passionate about designing buildings, using buildings as a way of solving problems, essentially. So, yeah.
And you also mentioned that you're hoping to use art as a way of giving back to the community.
Yes, definitely. So I'd just like to share like a small experience that I've had during the end of the pandemic, where like I was approached by a friend who was volunteering in, I think it was called Casey Young Vinnie's, and they were doing like a Christmas raffle bonanza where they're getting a lot of like the small local businesses on board, and I guess being part of like this huge giveaway for Christmas. And that to me was the beginning of, I guess, me giving back to the community, because I wanted to use my art as a way of inspiring others and letting everyone know that they can use art as a way of like getting away from stress, getting away from the realities of the world at the moment. And the Christmas raffle was really a great experience. It gave me so much joy and warmth knowing that, you know, people would enjoy my custom shoe designs and many other like stuff that we were giving away as well. So I'm really happy for that experience. I'm also involved with a lot of like partnerships as well. So some uni clubs reaching out to me as well for partnering up with them and for like some giveaways, which is really great. I hope for more collaborations in the near future. I hope to work with bigger companies, maybe Nike or something. I don't know.
Wow, why not?
We'll see what the future takes me.
Yeah. Thank you for being an inspiration to the younger generation. And if they want to get in touch with you, where can they contact you?
Contact me on Instagram. Like, just feel free to reach out to me if you need any like inspiration or just want to chuck me in any questions. I'm always free to talk. You know, I love meeting new people. So yeah, thank you for this opportunity again, Claudette.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.